A Christian leader named Adrian serves in three different settings. On Monday, he visits a grieving man as a chaplain. On Wednesday, he coaches a young leader who wants to grow in calling. On Sunday, he teaches a class at church. Adrian wonders, should I use the same approach every time? The answer is no. Field ministry skills must be role sensitive. Sometimes the leader should be non-directive. That means drawing out the person's own reflection through listening, permission, and gentle questions. This is often best in chaplaincy, grief, early trust building, crisis-adjacent conversations, and sensitive identity or embodiment stories. The leader may say, "Would you like me to listen, or would it help to think this through together?" Sometimes the leader should be semi-directive. That means offering gentle structure. This is often helpful in mentoring, coaching, small groups, soul center conversations, discipleship, and calling discernment. The leader may say, "Would it help to look at this situation from several angles and then name one faithful next step?" Sometimes the leader may be directive. That means teaching, instructing, challenging, or assigning practice. This fits classes, training sessions, structured coaching agreements, leadership development, and discipleship assignments. The leader may say, "Here is a biblical framework. Now let's practice applying it." Roy Clouser helps in all three approaches by asking, "What is being treated as ultimate?" Do You Word helps by asking, "What parts of God's created reality are being honored, ignored, distorted, or reduced?" But Wisdom asks another question. What does this role, setting, relationship, and moment require? Proverbs 15:23 says, "Joy comes to a man with the reply of his mouth. How good is a word at the right time?" A good word must also come in the right way. Ministry Sciences observes that helping roles require boundaries, consent, timing, clarity, and appropriate use of authority. A leader can say true things in the wrong posture. The gospel teaches us humility. Jesus listened, Jesus asked questions, Jesus taught directly, Jesus corrected, Jesus comforted. His ministry was always truthful, loving, and fitting to the person and moment. What helps? Match your approach to your role. Ask permission. Teach clearly when teaching is appropriate. Listen deeply when listening is needed. What harms? Turning every conversation into a lesson, every class into group therapy, or every coaching moment into a sermon. The takeaway is simple. Wise leaders do not only ask what is true, they also ask, what kind of ministry moment is this?